Unionville Sebring Patriots or the defending district champ Tiber Beach Pirates. Both teams had an extra day to rest, think, plan, and get ready for the Greater Thumb West versus the Greater Thumb East matchup. The USA Patriots marched into the championship game by defeating the Bad Axe Hatchets 72-36 and the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers on Wednesday night 44-39. Tiber Beach Pirates sailed into the championship game by defeating Sandusky 51-32 and the Ugly Bearcats 57-46. Both teams come in and they're known for their tough, aggressive, hard-nosed, never-quit basketball and are led by two great coaches in the postseason guru Mark Gainforth and the motivational guru Ron Rubel. Mary Lee, I think we're going to see a great game here today. I just can't decide whether it'll be a defensive struggle or a shootout. Both teams are capable of either. USA has scored as many as 91 points this season and 44, as low as 44 points and won both games. Tiber Beach has netted as many as 79 and as low as 43 and still won the ball game. So, Mary Lee, what's your thoughts? Going to be a high-powered shootout or a defensive struggle?
No, I think we're going to see a defensive struggle, you know, but it's still going to be an exciting game. I think when you watch these two teams, they both key on defense. They pride themselves on great defense, and I think they know that's what's going to get them there.
So you think we're going to have a defensive struggle?
I think so.
This afternoon's broadcast would not be possible without these fine sponsors. Mary Lee, I believe you have a list of sponsors for today's game.
I do. Tonight's game broadcast is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach and Upland, and Debbie Croswick in Unionville, for Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 at Seawing, Thumb Cellular, the Talk of the Thumb, USA School, Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, New Ryan Rehabilitation, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb area, Polar Propane, and the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
And we want to thank you again, our fine sponsors, for bringing you this game this afternoon. Of course, it was supposed to be played last night, got moved to today. So we're going to hear from some of our fine sponsors, and we'll be back right after these commercial messages.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget high energy costs? Kohler Propane of Bed-Axe, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per-gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company, Kohler's, toll-free at 888-950-7975. Or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohlers.
Even in high school, kids still play sports for fun. But even the best of parents sometimes take the game and the fun away from their kids by trying to coach or officiate or treating the outcome as a life or death situation. These are kids' games. These are the kids' games. Let them play. Let them learn. Let them succeed. Let them fail. But most of all, let them have fun. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Smart motorists know that when you cut through all the smoke and mirrors, a manufacturer's rebates and other incentives are the same for all its authorized dealers. But all dealers are not the same. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring reopened a closed dealership in 2007. They created 18 jobs and they worked to bring customers back to Sebring. They worked on customer service and customer satisfaction. Things like 25% sales increases showed they were doing things right. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi, which is great when you have to wait. In this day of more and more demands and our shrinking paychecks, they have actually managed to roll back some prices. But they've kept the things you like best, such as higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
Derek, I don't know what to do about Grandma. You know, she just moved in, and I know it's an adjustment for everyone, but she just seems so depressed all the time. I don't know what to do.
Sis, you know Grandma. She's always been so active. It must be kind of hard for her to be stuck in one place after her hip surgery.
She likes being outside, going to the park, and feeding the birds. I just wish there was a way she could still do that.
You ever think about getting her a power chair?
Yeah, but I don't know the first thing about how or where to get one.
Narayan Rehabilitation in Bad Axe has them. I heard that they even go to your house to assess your needs and then recommend the type of chair to suit your circumstances.
And since they're local, they'll be able to provide ongoing support. Good idea, bro.
It was bound to happen eventually.
Narayan Rehabilitation has power chairs, hospital beds, and other medical equipment and supplies, including handicap support grips and systems for home and office needs. Visit Narayan Rehabilitation across from Wolverine Auto Brokers, just west of Bad Axe at M53.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School this afternoon, where we got a whole plate full of ball games going on. We got the District Class C going on. We've got Big Ten basketball that's going on the radios or on the TV. So you can turn them on, turn us up, and enjoy them both. If you're on your way here yet, you got 8:46 before tip off. So take your time. Get parked, come on in, get your bag of popcorn, and have a good seat because it's going to be a great game. Lots of room. Of course, Harbor Beach and USA, that's kind of an interesting matchup across from us there, isn't it, Mary Lee? There's Harbor Beach, then USA, and then Harbor Beach's fans.
If they didn't designate the areas, so they're all happy to be amongst each other. So
there's a great turnout. I'm glad. I love to see high school sports get this kind of turnout.
Yeah.
It's great for the kids. It's a great atmosphere.
Especially Class C.
You know,
always a great turnout.
We were talking about Fenville's game, and everybody knows that Fenville is where Wes Leonard was at. How would you like to play in just your district tournament in front of 3,614 kids?
Amazing.
Or players, or fans.
A bittersweet win that they experienced in that whole scenario, and the life lessons those kids are learning is just phenomenal.
And I think everybody in the whole state would kind of like to see them go on and win the state championship, but unfortunately they're going to get into a tough battle here coming up along the way. So, but to get into our game at hand tonight, the Class District C District Championship between USA Patriots and the Harbor Beach Pirates. Mary Lee, what do you think the keys to the game are for the Patriots today? What do they do to stop this Harbor Beach team that seems to be on a mission?
I think they need to, first of all, establish an inside-outside game. You know, they've got Jake Collin at 6'6", and he wasn't very active and efficient in the game on Wednesday. I think he needs to be a little bit stronger inside, and I think once they establish that, then some of those shooters like McBrayer can light it up on the outside. So that's one of the keys. The other, I think, is to deny the penetration dribble by Harbor Beach. They have a couple of really quick guards that get the ball in the paint, maybe a little too deep sometimes, and when they do that, then their shooters can light it up. So pressure the shooters, deny that dribble drive.
You know, I'm pretty much on the same page there with you. I got, for USA, I think they need to be tough and aggressive, but they need to come out and be tough and aggressive and in-your-face full-court pressure. I think they need to go and give Harbor Beach a little bit of their own medicine, trapping on every pass. But the biggest key, again, and I had this the other day, is boxing out the littles. Keep Harbor Beach's guards. Keep them from getting the rebounds and breaking out full court. Because what you said, if they get that break, they're gone.
Yeah.
And so many times we've seen Harbor Beach in the two games this week, especially against Ubley, and then when we did the game here before between Ubley and Harbor Beach, those guards got those long rebounds, they got that outlet, and they were gone. And they were even jumping in and getting some of the rebounds underneath. You know, we've seen Scott Gerkovich get in there and be underneath that backboard, come out, and he feeds it up the court immediately. So they need to keep the Harbor Beach guards off the backboard if they want to stay in this game. Otherwise, Harbor Beach is going to control the tempo on both sides of the game, and USA needs to be the one controlling the tempo. Who do you think the key players is for Siebling?
I really think Mr. Botello, handling the ball, shooting, he's got to play some great defense. I don't know who for sure he'll be matched up with, but whoever has to take Kraft is going to have their hands full. He's got the ball on his string, very quick and deceptive on offense, and he's going to be a handful. I think Holland.
And I know you touched on this a little bit ago, but Jake Holland, I think Jake Holland needs to get a touch every time down the court. I think they need to, whether he's getting it at the top of the key and just passing it back to the guards, but he needs to touch the ball every time.
Yep.
The offense has got to run through him. He's very good at reading the defense, and he knows when to kick it out or take it to the rack, and that's what they need to do is get it to him. So let's look at Harbor Beach now. What do you think the keys are for Harbor Beach Pirates to retain the district title championship crown?
I think that right at the very beginning, establish that running game that they have, push that ball up the court. They don't have a big guy. They don't have a true big post player. The sophomore that they have in there he's probably maybe 6'1", and Andrew Seaman. And so essentially they're a guard-oriented team.
I mean, Thornton comes in there at pretty good height, but he really doesn't get down low very much. You never see him down there. So I think for Harbor Beach, they need to play the exact style of basketball that got them here. Fast, furious, and ferocious.
Yeah.